Thanks for listening to D-Mac and I on the Drive. Derek Wolf here for Great Range Premium Bison, my choice for sustainable, delicious, and healthy meat. It's available at local grocery and club stores, or you can order online at Amazon.com. Learn more at GreatRangeBison.com.
It's KKFN and KKFN HD1 Long Island.
But Nathaniel, he's one of the great strengths is that he is a West Coast guy with regards to scheme. So there's going to be some continuity there. He's got a proven history of being able to develop a heck of a run game in every stop that he's ever been in. He's got a proven track record of tremendous relationships with all the quarterbacks that he's ever worked with, and he's gotten great head-to-head success with all the quarterbacks that he's
not
worked
true, with. Bud. Congratulations to Nathaniel.
Okay, you were two for five out of those comments on truth. Great job.
Nathaniel Hackett's the new offensive coordinator for the Jets, supposedly beating out 14 other candidates. And Robin Sala says we can see through all that other stuff.
Yeah, he's just calling this a wash.
Because Albert Breer says everybody knows there were political issues with Hackett in Denver. The NFL, Derek, is saying the year with the Broncos doesn't count against Nathaniel Hackett.
Man.
Don't worry about it. We get it. You had to deal with Russell Wilson. Wow. The
political power struggle. Is that another shot at Condi?
No, this has nothing to do with Condi. Condi's in the clear here. This was all set up before Condi was part of the ownership group. Condi has nothing to do with this. Condi's breaking hearts, apparently, with Sean Payton. Nice job, Sean.
I thought we were done with all this political stuff whenever we got ready. We got real ownership in here, you know?
See, we did know that. We knew when George Payton was hired, before the ownership changed, but we all knew ownership was going to change. This is weird. Like, you're going to have an interesting moment. But you know how it was sold? And I was part of it. I'll agree. Hey, Walton Penner Group, you got a general manager. Everybody loved the Patrick Surtain pick, right? Everybody loved it. You got Russell Wilson. Everybody loved Nathaniel Hackett initially.
Everybody was fired up. Catfished.
And when those owners came in with Melody Hobson, George, who's married to George Lucas, she's a billionaire, and there's Condoleezza Rice and Sir Lewis Hamilton, and just, I'll never forget that day at training camp where everybody was, you know, walking around, and there's Peyton Manning not wanting to stand next to John Elway, but still wanting to meet all the ownership group. That was a fun day. There's Manning after they left on the cell phone with Brandon Stokely because he had nobody to stand next to until he walked across the field far away from LA. Great day. On that day, everything seemed possible.
You keep saying that.
Oh, it was awesome. Because the drama in the NFL, people think that we're here for clickbait or whatever. They just give it to us.
They just do it. They show it. They put it.
Why was Peyton Manning there that day, Derek? Of all the days. Stop. He was there to meet the new owners. Why didn't he stand and talk next to John Elway? Because he just doesn't want to be bothered with that.
Yeah. What's he going to talk about with him?
Nothing at this point. I'm sure they have a very friendly enough relationship. I don't think they're enemies or hate each other, anything like that. I just think it's like, eh. And don't forget on that day, too, John Elway, who's a consultant and used to be the president GM, he didn't walk around with the ownership.
Yeah, because they wanted him out of there.
Why wasn't John given the tour? Why wasn't John with them meeting Peyton Manning? John just stood and watched practice, but he was there. Everybody was there that day. All the interns were wearing suits and ties. All the desks were cleaned up. I'm telling you, that day I will never forget. The day that we all saw the owners for the first time.
Everybody gets uptight when the Bobs come around.
When the Bobs come around, that's right. That's what happened. What exactly do you do here? What exactly do you do
what
here?
What exactly do you do here? Everybody's on their computer. Typing. Typing up nothing.
When I saw all the PR people like in ties.
Yeah,
in August. Everybody's dressed
Everybody's
up.
Sweating.
But I'm telling you, the vibe was still good though. The vibe was really good.
It's like the royal crown was coming in.
That's exactly what it was. That's exactly
I'd rather have
what
some crown royal come in.
That's how we all felt watching the offense.
Yes.
But dude, that's what's
so bad.
That's when everything was possible. That's when everybody felt good.
The possibilities. Oh, the possibilities. And then it just tanked so bad. And they don't even get a top pick.
Insult to injury.
Just rubbing salt right in the wound.
That's right.
And then there's Seattle sitting there with that pick. That
really number five.
That nice number five pick.
Staring at Will Levis or whatever they want to do. they'll be idiots not to take a quarterback, but I mean, whatever. Who cares? But there they are with number five. A playoff appearance. Geno Smith was nominated, I think, for player offensive player of the year for NFL honors. You had a great year for your Seattle. You just had an exciting year. You won a bunch of games. You made the playoffs.
It went the opposite of how it went for Tom Brady leaving the Patriots.
Yeah.
Like, Tom Brady left the Patriots, and everybody's like, oh, we're going to see Bill Belichick, see how great he is. No, Tom Brady's actually just going to go win a Super Bowl at a team that was trash last year.
Yep. You know what's amazing about Belichick? They did draft Mac Jones. They did get to the playoffs.
They did.
They didn't this year. It wasn't the year before.
But this is like...
But you're right. They missed it when
what happened here, when you have a... Not only does that quarterback make a Pro Bowl, but they make the playoffs, and he breaks his passing record. Like, you can't write this stuff, man. It's like, come on, dude.
On the text line, Sean Payton doesn't get a Super Bowl without Bounty Gate. Brett Favre would have won that game and almost did. How well do you know? I just saw a documentary about Bounty Gate. Because I really didn't know all the details of it.
I don't know all the details.
What are you aware of? Were guys talking about that? Was that a thing, though? Like, was that a well-known thing?
I remember Bill telling me, he's like, this is bad.
Bill Kolar.
Yeah. He's like, this is not good. Bad. So you're not supposed to do stuff like that. I didn't even know that was a role. I thought you could just do whatever.
Never happened. You never were in a meeting where that was brought or insinuated or
encouraged. Yeah, they said, like, yeah, you can't offer, like, incentives for, you know, big hits and stuff like that. But you can. But we do competition things where it's like, hey, it's a point based production system. You know, like you get points based off of production, and whoever has most points gets a, you know.
So it's a little nod, nod, wink, wink.
Yeah, but it's not like, hey, if you hurt Brett Favre, take him out of the game.
That's what
there's going to be a nice Hublot watch sitting in your locker after the game.
Well, that's what Greg Williams was doing. That's exactly what he was doing.
I know. But he's not the only owner that has done that. He's not the only person that's done it. There's other owners around. There's owners around the league that do that.
That'd be bad.
There's one that I heard of. I'm not gonna say owners. There's one that I heard of.
All right,
but it's for having a good game. There would be, you know, you have a good game.
Oh well, the Saints took it to another level.
They took it to a way another level, and it was like a hit list, pretty much. Like, hey, we're trying to hurt this guy.
Mm-hmm. The documentary was wild because they talked about what the bounties were, and then they showed highlights of the players, what they were doing to get their rewards. Like, they would show highlights of the games. And the Saints were, I mean, it's like, whoa, these guys are headhunting. They are vicious. They are hitting dudes after the play is done. I mean, it was crazy to see how it was laid out. Like, here was the bounty in this particular game, and here's highlights of the game. And it's impossible not to link it together. And you're just like, that is sadistic. Because you realize a lot of those shots were headshots. I mean, a lot of these shots at the head, knees. I mean, these are like, what are you doing to each other? You got to protect each other out there to a certain degree, don't you?
Listen, dude, you don't want to hurt somebody. Like, that's not the goal. You don't want to hurt somebody taking food off their plate, bro. Like, that's, yeah, I want to manhandle you. I want to embarrass you. But I don't want to hurt you. I want you to be able to go home, and I want you to be able to play next week.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a mutual respect there that comes along with that. And as a veteran player, you start to, like, really understand that. But to go out there and put a bounty on somebody, and I get it. Like, I get it. Like, you know, they're high school.
Mm-hmm.
Some things went down in high school with some, players' dads and stuff, you know, putting bounties out on guys. Hey, get this guy.
Yep.
Get 20 bucks for you. 20 bucks, 20 bucks now.
Yep. I mean, in high school.
High school, yeah.
Sure.
Get some gas.
Yeah, it's low stuff.
Yeah.
I know parents.
I need some gas now.
I know parents that were offering their 10-year-olds in hockey financial incentives for scoring goals.
Yeah, and see, it's stuff, and that's what I'm saying. Like,
stupid stuff.
Like, for example, right? Like Wink Martindale in Baltimore, he would do this little point based system. I wanted both back to back years in training camp, the production thing,
mm-hmm.
and it's a day every day we're competing for production because this is a production league.
Well, that's all
batted balls, sacks, strip attempts, you know, all that stuff.
That's
scoop
good.
Balls.
Like that.
That's great because it creates competition and it's fun. It makes it so it's not a daily, like, it's not just like we're doing the same thing out here every day. We're having fun.
Mm-hmm.
But there, it's way different from when you say, if this, you hurt this guy.
Way different.
You get a car. Or, I don't know, what were they giving out?
Cash.
Cash. See, that's
straight up cash.
And what kind of numbers were they looking like?
You know, the money wasn't actually that big. It was like $1,000 here, $500 there, you know, that yeah, sort of stuff.
It adds up, though.
You know, it's just enough.
And it's enough cash. Listen, money talks. That money talks. I don't care. Somebody hands you $1,000 cash, those crisp $100 bills.
You realize, too, that comes right out of...
land just a little bit.
That comes right out of Greg Gaga's pocket.
Exactly. That's why it's real bad. Like, Wink was doing like, hey, what do you want? And I was like, ah, give me a case of wine, you know? Yeah, or give me, like, I think Calais wanted a TV or something. I never got... I wanted a PS. I wanted a new PlayStation.
Okay.
Never got it. And then I wanted a case of wine. Never got it either.
You got to bring that up with Wink.
Oh, I think Wink's going to get a head job somewhere.
I do too.
I hope he does. I love Wink. Love him.
I think he's in the next 3 years.
He does not like Denver.
You want to elaborate?
What?
I said, do you want to elaborate?
No. We had conversations about it.
Yeah, I know it went sour for Wink here. He was here for a minute, though.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys.
I just know he wanted to win that game bad. Yeah. That was he had that one marked. In 2020.
Mm-hmm.
21, actually.
Playing silly games.
Playing silly games. Wink had a good year this year.
Great season.
Mm-hmm.
Great defense.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, there's a guy on that defense I think the Broncos should try to get.
Who's that?
Jahad Ward.
Okay. Talk to me. What?
He's a guy that can, I mean, this guy plays hard every day.
Okay.
And he is he could pass rush on the inside. He could pass rush on the outside.
Okay.
He can cover. He could play the run. He can literally play every position on the defense line. He can play outside linebacker if you need him to.
You know.
He is a freak. He's out of Illinois. Like, look him up. Watch his highlights. He is a freak.
Hey, what do they run in San Fran? 3-4 or 4-3?
This year?
Yeah. Well, what does D'Amico Ryans run?
I'm assuming a 3-4. That's the kind of defense that they're...
Is it a 3-4?
Yeah, that's the defense that they...
Quinn runs a 4-3. Quinn runs a 4-3. That's right. That's what I was like, oh, the Broncos would have to change their defense.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why, because Quinn runs a 4-3 and is more of zone with the secondary rather than man, which would minimize the impact.
I'd rather be a man team that can play zone than a zone team that can't play man.
Yeah, I mean, if you got Patrick Surtain and he's as good as everybody says, and he is, you want to get the most out of him.
Yeah.
That'd be a bad situation if you just turn him into a, you know, Joe zone. You know, that'd be kind of boring. So here we are today. We do have some good news to pass along. Nikola Jokic has been named a starter to the All-Star team. Congratulations to Nikola. That's awesome. Well deserved. That's going a bit too far, KJ. I mean, it's not that big of a deal, but congratulations to Jokic. Last night, the Nuggets did hang on to, they lost, actually. Hanging on, they hung on to nothing. They sat basically 4 out of 5 starters, and the game was a bunch of crap. There's load management that happens in the NBA, and Michael Malone blistered the NBA.
The league has an impossible job. I mean, you're not going to keep 30 teams happy with the schedule. But with that being said, I think Philadelphia played tonight. They don't play again until Saturday, I believe. We played tonight. We don't play again until Saturday. They're setting that game up for Nikola Jokic, Joel Embiid, ABC. So those players will likely be available. To your point, this is a team, in the last 5 years, Milwaukee's won more games than anybody. We've won more games than anybody in the Western Conference. Giannis is a 2-time MVP, Nicole's a 2-time MVP. To have this game the second night of a back-to-back, not a national TV game, and a lot of our guys weren't able to play tonight, you know, you would hope that they would set this game up to be a little bit more of a marquee matchup.
It's bad what they have with the NBA, and there doesn't seem to be any way around it. Giannis actually has stepped out of 11 games this season. 11 for Giannis. 11. I mean, they've only played, 45 games or so? He's missed 11 of them. Jokic just missed a couple here, and yes, yesterday was the most blatant, he's fine, but he's not playing sort of moment for Jokic. But they'll be on the court on Saturday, and it's just a weird issue that the Nuggets and the NBA have. Meanwhile, the Avalanche made a couple of deals, and they bring back Nieto and Merkley as a defenseman. But Nieto's played with them before, so he's back on the ice. Cale Makar's back. They've got the Ducks in about an hour and a half or so, hour 45 minutes, down there at Ball Arena. They have one more game that's against the Blues Saturday afternoon, and then they're off for a good chunk of time for the All-Star game. So that's the action that's going on there with the Avalanche. Meanwhile, most of the news that's going on is with the Broncos coaching search, and it's taken some wild twists and turns today. Because you go from this morning, Mike Kliss reporting that D'Amico Ryans was the number one target, basically what it said. And then you said, well, who else? Ah, Dan Quinn, Sean Payton's still in the mix. Well, since that time has happened, Dan Quinn has withdrawn from everything. He is just going to stay with the Cowboys. Jim Caldwell still may be in the mix. And Sean Payton, there's reports out there about Sean Payton not liking ownership, which, you know, seems absolutely absurd that there's going to be friction with the new Broncos coach and ownership. But, Derek, it could be truth that Sean Payton was asked some tough questions. That actually is probably likely true.
Put him in that full court press.
He might have.
He didn't like it.
It's not like
he made him uncomfortable.
Well, I mean.
And I was like, no, wait a minute. I love you guys.
After spending 8 hours with the Cardinals.
How silly can you be? What do you think the Cardinals thought of that?
It's a weird move.
We just spent 8 hours schmoozing you.
Yep.
And you're going to tweet at the Broncos? I just took you to dinner. I paid for the dinner.
I mean,
I opened your door.
Hey, let me ask you, if I could spend 8 hours with one person.
Mace! Oh, he knew it was getting teed up like that. He loved it.
I know.
He loved it. He came with a big smile on his face.
Yeah, that was, you know.
Frame this for me, Mace.
Yes.
You spend all day, Sean Payton, with the Cardinals, and an hour later, after you're done with the Cardinals, you send a message to the Broncos. How do you think that comes across?
To the Cardinals? Terribly. Says he's not that into you.
Isn't that a wild thing that he did?
That's crazy.
He seems to be shoveling more and more dirt with every passing hour, it seems.
Dirt?
on his own grave.
I'll tell you this. If I was looking for...
You're digging a hole.
That is a wild...
6 foot deep.
It's a wild way to negotiate, if that's what he's trying to do.
Wild.
And it's not how these billionaires like to be dealt with.
They don't like that.
And I'm not just talking about the Walton Penner Group. I'm talking about anybody who owns an NFL team is basically a billionaire.
They are a billionaire.
Yes. And none of them like that. None of them like being messed around with like that.
There's a million ways that Sean Payton could have got word out that wasn't true through other sources. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's got Colin Cowherd just, you know, what can I do for you next, Sean? But he puts that out himself? That means he still is interested in the Broncos job. After 8 hours, all day with the Cardinals.
I mean, you think at that moment he'd be thinking nothing but
Cardinals.
Blood red and white, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Scarlet and white. Instead, nope, still thinking about orange and blue. He's thinking about that cash.
You know
that $25 million.
Yeah. Well, that's gone.
Potentially.
Yeah. There's no way he's getting that.
Yeah, and I'll have to live on $10 million this year.
You know what the truth is?
Poor Sean.
I think they're choosing D'Amico Ryans over Sean Payton.
I think they are as well. Because the thing is, if you want an emperor as coach, as it were, and Sean Payton would want to be an emperor, right? Football emperor. If you want that, it comes with certain baggage that you as an owner have to accept. You have to basically cede some of your control to this emperor coach. And perhaps that's not something that they want to do. They want it to be ultimately their show, be the period, the ownership to be the period that ends all the sentences down at UCL Training Center.
Walk us through what you've been working on today. What are you hearing? What's the latest and greatest? What do you know?
I mean, I don't know anything really different than you guys have discussed. I do think it's interesting now that Dan Quinn being out of it and the Broncos cooling on Sean Payton. What's your contingency plan if D'Amico Ryans decides to go to Houston? And that being said, it's not all peaches and cream for D'Amico Ryans in Houston. He literally sued the organization 7 years ago.
And it went forever. Until it went out of court. Now they got to settle things out of court.
Right. But I mean,
you're
talking about a job with a place that you literally filed a lawsuit against for having negligent field conditions that ended your career.
Right. But Mace, it would be more significant, not that he'd be interested. It's more significant that they're interested in him, not the other way around.
See, I think it's just as significant that he'd be interested in them.
He turned down the Colts. He turned down the Cardinals. He accepted the interview and opportunity with them, and they showed it. They've put it behind them, not the other way around.
The thing about Houston is this. Yes, you have to mention the potential ill feelings there. But it's actually, if Cal McNair can just stay out of the way, it's actually a good situation. I mean, Houston's always been an organization where ownership will write whatever checks necessary. It is a cash-rich organization. So resources are never an issue there. And they have the number two overall pick, which probably would take a moderate trade to turn into the number one overall pick if they wanted to just make sure they get the quarterback of their choosing, Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud. So you, I believe, have talked a lot about alignment, aligning coach, GM.
Owner, yeah.
Owner. Well, in this case, it's also good to have coach QB alignment.
Mm-hmm.
And if D'Amico Ryans goes to Houston, he will have alignment with the development of a quarterback. And presumably he will have somebody, probably from the current 49ers staff, making a level jump to work with that quarterback. Could be talking about a Brian Greasy, perhaps, working with a number one or number two overall pick at quarterback. It would be a situation where it'd actually be set up for success. And oh, by the way, with all respect to Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars, it's a much less rugged terrain than staring down Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, Justin Herbert and the Chargers, and maybe Tom Brady and the Raiders this year.
I'm going to give you guys a crazy situation. The Broncos do find out Ryans is going to take the Texans job.
What's the contingency plan?
They go back to Sean Payton. And then they say, we wanted him all along.
And then the PR spin coming from other precincts will be coming from here. Because today has been the PR spin of the Sean Payton PR spin, the Jets PR spin in terms of bringing aboard Nathaniel Hackett, trying to Robert Saleh talking about how it was, you know, they're and reports that there were politics involved with it.
Guys, can you believe that Sean Payton actually left Arizona without a job? Why are we not...
And not only did he leave without a job, but he tweeted the Broncos right when he got out of there.
Yeah.
Oh, goofball. Come on, what are you doing?
What does that tell you?
I wish Hard Knocks were still on right now, because I'd like to see...
Especially that he didn't love what he saw down there, and he didn't love the culture that was down there, and he didn't love...
Something.
Who knows? Maybe the chef was bad. I don't know.
Or maybe just reservations about dealing with Kyler Murray.
Who knows?
I mean, Kyler Murray is undeniably talented.
I got to give you this.
It's tough to deal with
right now. If you spend 7 hours with the guy, you probably did try to hire him. You probably do. The Cardinals are probably interested in hiring him.
It would be a very un-Cardinals-like hire, though. At least when the Cardinals have gone for splashes hasn't worked.
Why bother with all of it? You already passed on Dan Quinn.
Show your fans that you're trying, that you're in on everything.
I think they wanted to hire him. And I think the fact that he tweeted the Broncos means Payton is like, before I take this job with the Cardinals, Broncos, are you sure? And the Broncos want D'Amico Ryans, but D'Amico Ryans, are you sure? Because guess what, guys? If you don't got D'Amico and you don't got Payton, it's Jim Caldwell. And he'll take the job. He's got nothing going on.
You know what?
He'll take the job.
That actually wouldn't really be a bad outcome to this.
It's not really that bad. I agree.
You know what?
It's not.
But he actually makes a lot of sense for a lot of reasons.
I just am laughing because he's about the sixth choice. Yeah. I mean, we are going down the line.
Well, it's the whole cliche of it doesn't matter whether I was my wife's first choice, just that I was her final choice. Right?
More, and who knows what's going to break. We're here for you for every moment. It's the Drive on the Fan.
What's up, guys? Derek Wolf here. If you're trying to plan out your holiday feast this year, I've got the plan for you. Bison meat.
from my friends at Great Range Premium Bison. Bison meat will add a unique flavor to everything from your holiday meals to your tailgate chili, and it's healthier than other red meats too. It's flavorful, clean, and hearty, with some nice, sweet-tasting undertones. I'm telling you guys, once you try it, you'll be hooked. Plus, you can check out tons of awesome recipes at GreatRangeBison.com. So pick some up today at your local grocery store. Trust me, you'll love the taste of Great Range Premium Bison this holiday season.
Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolf and D-Mac.
You know what's funny in this whole process, Derek, is Dan Quinn in this whole thing. Like, yeah! Man, second year in a row, Dan's like pulling the... It's you, not me. We have some exclusive audio of the Dan Quinn job interview.
Let me know about the job.
I think we're going to take it in another direction.
Good. I'm glad we're on the same page. I have a lot of ideas for new directions.
No, we're not giving you the job.
I respectfully withdraw my name from consideration. Do you accept my withdrawal?
I do.
Good. Very good. I am glad we are finally on the same page.
I'll stay with the Cowboys after all, guys. I'm good. I'm not,
All that build-up for that? They're like, oh, we got audio. For that? Boo.
Hey, I tried. I gave it my best shot.
It was a good try, fellas.
Talk to the wolf.
I know today is a little slow. I know.
I tried.
I came in here and tried to fire him up earlier. I mean, came in here running hot.
I can play it again.
Let me know about the job.
All right. Oh. Mace, my man.
How are you? Again.
I'm going to call him Derek Dreamkiller Wolf.
They were so fired up. They're all in there waiting for us to start laughing. And it was bad. Good try, though. I mean, I get it. But this wasn't... very funny.
Let me know about the job.
Okay.
He just keeps playing it.
Well, now you've got your disposal forever.
Well, I think you got to apologize now.
And last but not least, I want to apologize to you, Turbo.
I want to apologize to you, Raj.
I also want to apologize to my stylist, Hollywood.
I wonder if Hollywood is Sean Payton's.
I want to apologize
too.
To Rooftop.
Who is Sean Payton's Turbo, by the way?
Made me laugh. Who's his Turbo?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
He's got to have somebody.
Who knows? It's so funny, man. You know what could happen? That joke?
That crashed and burned. They all left, too. Look, they're all upset. They're all mad.
Your feelings hurt.
Hey, let's play that clip from The Office.
What, you want me to fake act like I liked it? It was terrible.
Let me know about the job.
Okay.
All right.
Here is a scenario that I can see happening. It's crazy how things have gone. D'Amico Ryans does have a choice. I really do believe he's the top candidate in Houston and Denver. I do. Talk about him in the ejection seat. You know what could happen, guys? You know what could happen? The Broncos, you ready for this? Could hire Sean Payton tomorrow. The Broncos could hire Sean Payton
tomorrow. I hope not. I really do. I really hope they don't.
Why?
Well, if D'Amico gets the job in Houston,
mm-hmm.
then I don't think Sean Payton's their number one guy. I really don't. I think that he left a bad taste in their mouth, and I think that he could feel that, so he ran his mouth, and some of that leaked a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and now he's trying to backpedal, and you spent 8 hours in Arizona at their organization,
mm-hmm.
and as soon as you get out of there,
mm-hmm.
you tweet the Broncos.
That's a character check right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that says something about, like,
you.
If I'm the owner, if I'm an owner down there, I'm like, what is this guy's deal?
I'd rather have Jerry Rosberg.
I would, too.
Than Sean Payton.
I would, too. Because mm-hmm. we could wreck it
with Rosberg. Junk it with Jerry.
You keep your draft capital.
You don't lose anything.
Although.
You lose some games. You lose some games.
Although I'm perfectly.
That's life with Jerry. Yeah.
I'd be perfectly okay with Jim Caldwell.
But there's a good chance we're going to lose games anyways because look who our quarterback is.
You've got to be comfortable with Jim Caldwell.
And look, what is job number one of this year? It's going to be, can Russell Wilson be restored to his past glory, right? That is.
Yeah, that's the big question.
If you do that, a lot of other things are going to fall in place. And so Caldwell's actually very well suited to that particular task. And if it doesn't work out this year, then Caldwell is a guy that you would very much like to have working with a young quarterback, bring him along next year. Yeah.
I think that this owner, I think that the Penner Group, Walton Penner, what?
WPG.
Yeah.
The Washington Post Group?
The WAPOG.
WAPOG.
The WAPOG, yes. The WAPOG. What about the WAPOG?
I don't think they want some flashy coach coming in here.
It does not seem their
style. Acting like it's their team. You know what I mean? He's like, nah, bud, this is my toy.
But here's what they've got to decide.
Because
they've got to figure out, would we rather have Sean Payton, Hollywood, or Jim Caldwell? I know they want D'Amico Ryans.
Stability, and you know what you're going to get. And there is no, like, hidden agenda, and there is no, it's all about me. It's all about he wants to coach and he wants to win.
What happens here, too, and I'm seeing it with Harbaugh, nobody wants to be rejected. So I'll tell you with Sean Payton, if he has a vibe that nobody really wants him or there's hesitation, he could just say, I'm going back to Fox.
Right. He goes on the air.
I'm surprised he hasn't done that yet.
Yeah.
Because he still wants the Broncos job.
And the thing is, the time for him to do that would be Sunday on air.
Yeah. So the Broncos.
For game show.
So here's where the pressure's on the Broncos a little bit, because maybe you really can't wait. And you know what? Payton doesn't want to let the Broncos off the hook either. I bet you that's exactly, Mace, good point.
Sunday morning on camera. Says, hey, guys, I'm coming back with you for another year.
I love it. I couldn't stay away from you guys.
Yes.
I always, you're too good to leave.
And Strahan and Menifee and
all that,
everybody else, hey, it's great, hey, good to have you back, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Good feelings.
You're right about that. So there's a little pressure on the Broncos because D'Amico Ryans, well, he can decide anytime he wants. Forget about this second interview crap. Forget about that. They've done enough. There's enough communication going on.
He can decide which job he wants. And look, even if the 49ers win on Sunday, he may not officially have the job, but everyone would know it. He could start putting his staff together. Like back at when Kyle Shanahan got the 49ers job in 2017, it was unofficial, but it was official. Everybody knew it. Right, he's putting his staff together.
Going around the room real quick here.
Okay.
Sean Payton, D'Amico Ryans, or Jim Caldwell? KJ.
D'Amico Ryans.
Okay. Derek.
DR.
Okay. The doctor. Mace.
I think it'll be D'Amico Ryans.
I don't think they're going to get him, though, because I think Houston is a lot more appealing to him and his family.
I think it's going to be Jim Caldwell.
I think Jim Caldwell is who is going to be who I want. I thought we were talking about who we wanted.
No. Who do you think is going to get the job?
At this point, if everything is kind of laid out there, like I said, he wants to be with his family. Or does he?
We'll see.
Does his family live in Houston?
His wife's from Houston.
Yeah, so they have family down there.
So check this out. His wife's
from
there.
Support system is huge.
He has three kids. He's 38 years old. He has three young kids at 38.
Built-in extended family babysitters, baby. Okay, that's a good point. That's a really good point.
Well, and then now the question becomes, do you want to win or do you care about family? You can win.
Family above everything, bud.
It is. I agree. But in this life, you're not going to always be able to have both. Sometimes you've got to choose,
man. Bryce Young or Russell Wilson? Who gives you a better chance to win?
Russell Wilson.
What?
Woo, there you go, KJ.
Okay.
There you go.
Who gives you a better chance to win 2 years from now?
Obviously, Bryce Young.
Thank you.
We're here for all that smoke. It's The Drive on The Fan.
It's The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolfe and D-Mac on Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan.
Head down to the game tonight, right on. The Avalanche taking on the Ducks. with Kale McCarr back on the ice. Nieto is back. Welcome back, Mr. Nieto. And Mr. Malarkey is back as a new defenseman. Malarkey. Malarkey and Nieto.
That's his new name, huh?
Sure. So, following all that action, two nights. Meanwhile, the Nuggets. You all right? Okay. Hey, you almost did it, by the way. Look at this. Oh. I mean, you never, I mean, look at, we're just, it's almost here.
It's been a real grind.
I thought it went pretty quickly.
That lion hunt was easier than this.
Dude, so.
The bad jokes.
Let me know about the job. I think we're going to take it in another direction.
Well, at least we got a Turbo in.
And last but not least, I want to apologize to you, Turbo.
You just got to figure out.
It's going to live on forever.
We got to just figure how to get that in every day.
Every single day.
As a backup.
I also want to apologize to my stylist, Hollywood.
I mean, at one point, it will get old at some point. It will. It will get old at some point.
I don't know.
Just not yet.
D-Mac, the Turbo is great, dude.
D-Mac, we got something special coming up with the Nuggets tomorrow. Do you know what it is?
Tomorrow? On a Friday?
On Friday.
Woo! On a Friday when they're not playing a game?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Bones Highland is getting his jersey retired. Right.
High school.
At his high school.
I saw that, yeah.
Dude, that is going to be an awesome moment for
him. Yeah, that's pretty cool. They're allowing him to go down there for that on an off day.
Yep.
Because they're in Philadelphia, and he's from Delaware, I believe, so it's close enough. So that's kind of cool. Like, you have a little free time, you can do that. That's awesome. Best get that in, Bones, while you're still on the team.
Wow. He's going to be on A-team.
There's no doubt about it.
But that would stink if they go win a championship. He's not on this team.
I found a really cool basketball podcast the other day. It's really cool. Gosh darn it, I forget the name of it. J.J. Redick does one that's cool, but this is another one out in L.A., and they have sit-downs with guys. Golly, do you know what I'm talking about? And Bones is on it. Bones is on it for about an hour. You know what I'm talking about? And it's really unfiltered, okay? So, FYI for parents with kids or whatever. But it was fun to listen, and I like Bones, man. It was like his real personality is coming out.
Yeah. That's the great thing about podcasts.
I like Bones. Buckets, is that it? It's a cool podcast. I recommend it. I like J.J. Redick's podcast as well about hoops. But what it made me realize about Bones is I think he's going to be star for another team, not the Nuggets.
I think so.
I think he's going to be.
It's a timing issue.
And I think he's going to be a star.
That's the only reason why.
He's going to be a star.
Oh, he's definitely got the start. He's got that ability. I think he just, it's a timing situation for the needs of this team to go win a championship now.
You know, yesterday was an interesting game. Listen, I'm not blaming him for losing at all. But, you know, he still didn't start. Even with all that stuff, Derek, he still didn't start. Let me see what he went. I think it was like 5-14. You know, it's just like, man, that was a night, dude, that. And he started pretty hot. Like, it looked like he was doing all right, and it just cooled down. Let's see what he got. Oh, I got to go to last night. I had a date night with my wife. I was watching the Nuggets during my date night. That's probably bad, huh?
Not a good look, bud. We went on a double date with Todd and his wife last night.
How'd that go?
It was good. It was like a little wine pairing thing.
And you got a T-shirt on.
Yeah.
Bring a sweater in the car.
It's Denver.
Fair point. Yeah, let me go with, can you
want a Carhartt flannel on.
You want to mention the spot now? I like the wine night. That sounds cool.
Yeah, it was cool. It was good. Good food. A place called La Rue.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, it was cool, man. Really good staff. The staff was awesome.
Yeah.
Like, it was a good vibe.
You get like a selection?
Well, they would just bring out, they bring out a wine, and then they bring out a food to pair with it, and the food was excellent.
That's dynamite.
A lot of stuff I couldn't pronounce.
I love that crap.
Small plates. I went to Legal Pete's afterwards.
You did not.
I did.
Did you seriously?
Yes.
You got yourself a burrito after you had dinner?
I was still hungry.
How many calories do you consume?
I don't know, man. I burn a lot.
Boy.
I'm on the go.
Highland Bones went 5 of, he went 5 of 14 and he only hit 1 3-pointer. Hey, KJ, he's got to play better than that, yo, when he's got a chance.
Dude, last night was a very unique opportunity for him, man.
He's minus 4, 15 points. He's 5-14 with 1-3. That's not good enough, man.
So in your column the other day, you included the tweet that he tweeted out the other day talking about whatever he wants to do.
Chin out, chest up, you know, something like that.
I think that's a cry for help saying, at the end of the day, I don't know where this road is going to take me.
Yeah.
The fear of the unknown, man.
There you go.
It's the fear of the unknown. Yeah.
Some dudes just need to...
You got to accept it for what it is and control what you can control. And that's it. That's all you can do. And in his position right now, that's all he can do. And don't look bad. Just don't make yourself look bad. Don't leave the game.
Can I give you a guy who I think the best thing that happened for him was leaving the Nuggets was Bol Bol.
Yeah.
He just, listen, man, he's a good young man. He just needed a place to go where he can play. The problem with the Nuggets right now for a guy like Bones, they're too good. They are just too good.
Yeah, that's why I said it's a timing thing. Like he just.
But he goes to say 17 out of 30 teams, and he's a starter.
Yeah.
Or he's a sixth man with more significant minutes, and he's on the floor at the end of more games. But that's not happening with the Nuggets, and they can't slow down for him.
No.
The Nuggets need to make a trade. It's nothing against them. You don't trade bad players. But you need to get better, and you need to trade Bones. And it'll be better for probably everybody.
Everybody.
And I'm not saying that because I dislike him. Because I love his vibe. I love everything about him.
His energy's awesome, man. He's a good dude.
But sometimes it's just the best thing for everybody.
It is what it is. You have to accept it for what it is. It's a business, and timing is everything. And bad timing for him. That's
Bones
all it is.
Highland, MPJ for Tyrese Maxey and PJ Tucker. Philadelphia 76ers.
You're not dumping Michael Porter Jr.'s contract, dude. You can dream. You're not doing it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. Hey, man, if they could move MPJ's contract, they would do it yesterday. Okay? It's a fun fantasy world you're living in.
All right, hurry up so we can leave.
And on that note, Scrappy Will and Andrew Mason, have fun without me. Good luck. I feel bad.
I might be late. It's just going to be KJ. It's just going to be KJ.
It continues next on on the Fan. See ya.
What's up, guys? Derek Wolf here. If you're trying to plan out your holiday feast this year, I've got the plan for you. Bison meat from my friends at Great Range Premium Bison. Bison meat will add a unique flavor to everything from your holiday meals to your tailgate chili, and it's healthier than other red meats, too. It's flavorful, clean, and hearty with some nice, sweet-tasting undertones. I'm telling you, guys, once you try it, you'll be hooked. Plus, you can check out tons of awesome recipes at greatrangebison.com. So pick some up today at your local grocery store. Trust me, you'll love the taste of Great Range Premium Bison this holiday season.